Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Healthcare Regulations Subcommittee. My name is Chuck Clemmons. I'll be your acting as the chairman today, and hopefully after today I'll keep my job. I want to welcome everyone. This is a very, very important committee. We will call the roll now. Sabrina, if you'll call the roll and tell me if there's a quorum present.
Chair Clemmons?
Present.
Representatives Barrero?
Here.
Bartleman?
Here.
Abbott?
Present.
Anderson? Excused. Baker?
Here.
Bell?
Here.
Black?
Here.
Cheney?
Here.
Franklin?
Present.
Humchowski?
Here.
Persons Mulica?
Here.
Rudman?
Here.
Salzman?
Here.
Skidmore?
Here.
Snyder?
Here.
Tant?
Here.
Trabuzzi?
Here.
Quorum is present.
Thank you, Sabrina. And thank you, members. This is the first of many, many meetings that we'll be holding this session and throughout the committee weeks. The information that will come before us, very important to the citizens of the state of Florida. We have jurisdiction over several things that are very important to the health of the citizens of Florida. The Department of Health, which has about a $3.4 billion budget, the big one with the B, very important. There seems to be a lot of demand, and most of the time it all is centered around the amount of money or the amount of allocation that goes to that. We want to make sure that on this committee that those allocations are invested wisely, that the taxpayers are protected, and the people, the most vulnerable among us, are provided those services that they need for their condition of health. And that's what we're here to do, and I hope that we do it well. Also, we have jurisdiction over the Agency for Healthcare Administration. For those of you who don't know, that's called ACA. And in this particular committee, as well as some of the other keys, there will be some acronyms that you'll need to get used to. I know that there's many of you have some healthcare background. Some of us do not have a healthcare background, and that's why we're a citizen legislature. But the acronyms are very important to understand, and sometimes when people testify in front of us, they'll use acronyms. We want to make sure you raise your hand or mash your button, and so that you thoroughly understand all of the nomenclature that this committee has to deal with on a regular basis. We address issues that affect not only the welfare and the health and the safety of the public, but other issues ranging from healthcare practitioners, healthcare facility regulations, and regulating activities that have a direct impact on all aspects of the public health. What I'd like to do now is to start with the vice chair. Introduce yourself, vice chair, and then we'll go to the ranking member, and then we'll go from left around to the right. Tell us who you are, a little bit about your districts, and maybe why you're interested in providing some oversight for healthcare in Florida.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chair, and thank you for the opportunity to serve as your vice chair. It's really my privilege and honor. I represent Florida House District 111. That encompasses the western part of Miami-Dade County. If you know the cities, it's Hialeah, Hialeah Gardens, Medley, City of Doral, and a little piece of the city of Sweetwater where I used to be a city commissioner. My background is not in healthcare. My background is in construction. We build apartments and hotels, so I'm not coming as an experienced veteran in the industry of healthcare, but I think sometimes that's a good thing when you get an outsider coming in, looking at things fresh with different ideas. And so my approach will be to learn and dealing with healthcare regulation, seeing as much regulation that I think we can peel back to lower costs for consumers and providers. With that being said, I'm open to questions, ideas, suggestions, and looking forward to serve under the leadership of Chair and Speaker Pro Tem Clemmons.
Thank you, Vice Chair. Ranking Member Bartleman.
Good afternoon, and it's an honor to serve with you, Chair Clemmons and Vice Chair. I'm very excited to be on this committee. I think I'm speaking for all of us when we say that one of our top priorities is to ensure that all Floridians are healthy and have access to affordable health care. I represent West Broward County, which is West Pines, West Miramar, the town of Southwest Ranches, Weston, a little bit of Davie, and a little bit of Sunrise. I have two major hospitals in my district, including Cleveland Clinic, Weston, and Memorial Miramar. I'm also a former public school teacher, assistant principal, and so ensuring that children have access to healthcare is very important because in Maslow's hierarchy of needs, for all of us, that's the primary need. You're not going to be able to get to self-actualization or anything if you're, you know, if you're not healthy and physically healthy. So I'm excited to be here to work with all of you because I think it's really a bipartisan issue. And I think we all work together to make sure every one of our constituents is healthy and has access to health care. So thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It is truly an honor to serve on this committee under your leadership, Vice Chair, Ranking Member. It's a pleasure. Members, my name is Jenna Persons-Mollica. I represent House District 78, which is a portion of Lee County and includes the entire city of Fort Myers down in Southwest Florida. I had the honor to serve on healthcare committees over the past 2 years. We dealt with some incredibly important issues for the state of Florida. And I look forward to working with this committee and you committee members under the chair's leadership to continue to work on critical issues and continue to serve the good people of this great state. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and good afternoon. My name is John Snyder from District 86, which covers parts of Martin and Palm Beach County, and excited to get to work under your leadership, Mr. Chairman.
I'm Linda Cheney. I am from Pinellas County, House District 61. I do have a healthcare background, and some of my experience there was seeing large populations from outside of the state of Florida that had not had a history of healthcare move into the state of Florida, and it created huge challenges for school districts in particular. So planning is going to be very important for this committee, and I have seen the result of not planning, so I look forward to getting to work.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm Dean Black. I represent Northeast Florida, specifically portions of Jacksonville and all of Nassau County, and I'm a businessman, so I look forward to bringing traits of business acumen into the medical field. And although I don't have any medical experience directly, I am married to a nurse. And so any problems that she has day to day will now be all my fault. And so I will take this very, very seriously. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Good afternoon. My name is Dana Trabolsi, and I represent District 84, which is St. Lucie County. And just understanding the rate at which Florida is growing, we have a huge senior population as well as a fast-growing youth population. We have just a myriad of ways in which we can help the citizens in Florida. Healthcare affects each and every one of us. So I think we need to be thoughtful with what we are proposing this year, and also understanding that this trickles into our healthcare budget, which is, you know, at almost 50% of our total budget, that we all work hand in hand. So I look forward to just digging in and creating some great policy and creating a good place for Floridians to live.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Once again, I want to congratulate you on your chairmanship as well. Looking forward to work with you on this critical committee. My name is Gallup Franklin. I'm a pharmacist by trade. I went to FAMU's College of Pharmacy, and healthcare for me has just always been so important to this entire regional community. I believe access to quality healthcare is very, very important to ensure that we all know that healthcare can impact the economics of families. And so the better quality we have and the consistency of preventative services, we can prevent, you know, from patients kind of reaching those points where it gets so expensive to treat. Looking forward to serving, and thanks for allowing me to be a part of this committee. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Chair. Good afternoon. My name's Kelly Skidmore. I represent District 92, which is parts of unincorporated Palm Beach County, including Boca Raton, Delray Beach, and Boynton Beach. I'm a little bit typecast in healthcare. I've served on I served on three healthcare committees for the last 2 years. I'm what I would refer to as a retread in the Florida House. I served in 2006 to 2010, also on all healthcare committees. And I was a legislative aide in the House and Senate for 10 years and focused on healthcare. In my day job, I am the CEO of the Palm Beach County Medical Society, so I advocate on behalf of physicians. I have previously worked for the Arthritis Foundation and advocated on behalf of patients. I am a lifelong patient, and so I am thrilled to be in this committee, working in this wheelhouse with everyone here, especially you, Chair, and looking forward to really creating some great public policy, being good stewards of the taxpayers' funding, and working together collaboratively. Thank you so much.
Hi, I'm Allison Tant. I'm in House District 9. I share half of Tallahassee with Representative Franklin. Tallahassee Memorial Hospital is in my district, along with the new HCA hospital. It's not the new hospital. It's just recently named HCA in Tallahassee. They've been part of our community for a long time. Also, Madison Hospital is now in my district. I go from half of Tallahassee to Jefferson, where there is no hospital, and to Madison County, which has a small hospital. So I am really pleased to be on healthcare. I'm very pleased to work with you, Mr. Chair Clemens. I'm very excited about this field of work in this. I think that healthcare policy affects every Floridian in one way or another. I've been a very major consumer of healthcare with my son with disabilities, including an open heart surgery when he was 23 months old down in Miami. Back in the dark ages, when I was a young staffer, my first job outside of this process was with the Department of Business and Professional Regulation, where all of the healthcare professions were regulated. And so I'm very familiar with healthcare regulation and enjoy working with the professionals in Florida to make sure that we are protecting Florida's citizenry. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. I'm Christine Hunchofsky. I'm the state representative for District 95, which is in Northwest Broward County. It includes the cities of Parkland, Coconut Creek, Margate, and some of Coral Springs. I was on one of the healthcare subcommittees for the last two sessions, and it was quite an incredible experience. There's so much to learn. There's so many different aspects to healthcare, but the one thing that is always in common is that good healthcare, accessible health care, affordable health care impacts the lives of the people we love. And so it's an honor to be on this subcommittee, and it's an honor to work with you, Chair Clemens. Thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Melanie Bell, and I serve District 49, and this is my third term serving in the legislature, so it's just been an honor, and what an honor to serve under you, Chair Clemens. I have served on the health care committee my first term, and that's when we took up a lot of marijuana laws, and it was very interesting being educated on marijuana, and had a person in my office this morning talking about it and got even more educated. So we've come a long way with prescribing that. I was not familiar with a lot of it, but we're helping a lot of people throughout the state of Florida. I also serve on a state hospital board, BayCare, and so I'm very familiar with a lot of rules and regulations. But my well-being of being here is to support access to health care. My area is very rural, and so we have a lot of children that don't get to see, you know, it takes months and months to get into the health department. So my initiative here is to make sure that all Floridians have access to health care and affordable health care. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm Dr. Joel Rudman. I'm a freshman representative representing District 3 in the Florida Panhandle. That includes most of Santa Rosa County as well as northern Okaloosa County. I live in Navarre, which we call Florida's best-kept secret. If you've never been, I encourage you to visit. I bring to the table the experience of being a family practice physician. I think between myself and Representative Abbott here and Representative Franklin, we may just open our own clinic here in Tallahassee. I'm not sure. If anyone has a sniffle, we've got you covered, I'm pretty sure. But on a serious note, although I do have some physician expertise, I think Representative Trapulsi hit the nail on the head when she said, you know, healthcare is important to us all. Every single person up here has been a patient at one time or another, or we care for people that are patients. And so I look forward to working with each and every one of you. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
I'm Shane Abbott. I represent District 5, which is encompasses five counties, Walton, Holmes, Washington, Jackson, and Calhoun. I am a pharmacist since 1998 after graduating from the wonderful university in the chair's backyard. I've been in an independent pharmacy setting since 98, so I have a unique perspective on the business side of healthcare as well as how important patient outcomes are. I look forward to being a vital part of the talk on regulations and how we develop ways that are focused on patient outcomes, but providers also addressing access issues, but also making sure we're cognizant of how big a spend healthcare is on the state budget right now. It is our largest spend, and we have to figure out how we balance all those pieces. So I look forward to working with you, and thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and Vice Chair. It's an honor to serve on this committee. I'm Jessica Baker. I represent a portion of Duval County in Jacksonville, the southeastern portion. I do not have a healthcare background. I'm an attorney and a prosecutor, but we do have a very large healthcare industry in Jacksonville, and so it's very important to my community, and look forward to learning and working hard and serving you. Thank you so much.
I'm Representative Michelle Salzman. I represent Escambia County in Pensacola, Florida. I am the first district. I am number one. You will always hear me say that.
Right. Thank you for all of that. Members, there's 18 of us on this committee, 18 members from diverse backgrounds and diverse education, several of which you have heard from that have medical backgrounds, but all 18 of us have the same vote on this committee and the same vote in the Florida legislature. And it is a collective. It is a collaboration. Healthcare reform, healthcare policy, healthcare laws in Florida begin with this committee. So I'm honored that Speaker Renner has chosen me to help lead this committee and help to lead all of you and all of us into putting forward very good healthcare laws to be considered by the body of the Florida House and hopefully the Florida Senate as well, and signed into law by our governor. The state government, however, has several different roles in the healthcare system. And the most obvious one, and the one that the folks in the audience come to see probably in the food fight, is the regulation part of healthcare. And you will see this room filled up through the course of the committee process on many sides of an issue. And there's the right side and the wrong side, and then maybe your side. And then we'll hear testimony from people in the public that will convey things sometimes that we didn't think of in this process. And that's why the deliberative process is so important. We're going to attempt to ensure quality of care by setting minimum standards. And sometimes that's where the argument begins, is where would that minimum standard end? And some of us and some of you will push for more, or some of you will push for less. And so somewhere in the middle will come out, and that's why our system is not the best system in the world, but it's the best system in the world until a new one is better. So I'm happy to participate in that. Another government function in healthcare is that of a marketplace participant. That is when government directly provides healthcare services or purchases those services on behalf of patients that live in our districts. Finally, public health, both epidemiological and environmental, is probably the oldest government role in healthcare. Finding the right balance is why you're sitting in the chairs you are today, is to find the right balance of these roles. What is appropriate government action, and what is the role of this committee? And I know most all of you, I've worked with most all of you. I'm looking forward to working with the newest members. Believe me, your opportunity to say what you think and how you feel on issues is welcome in this committee, as well as the people that stand at the dais and offer testimony to us. Many times, distances, great distances, apart, and from their life experiences to try to share with us as we mold those changes in our healthcare laws, or as we create those new healthcare laws. So as the chair, as long as I'm here, we will give deference and respect to all opinions from the dais there, and try to do everything we can to glean not only the information, but the passion that they bring to this committee as they testify. Many of you, I know, are new to this subcommittee, but I wanted to review its jurisdictions today, and we'll receive an outstanding briefing by our policy chief of the committee, Chris McElroy. So, Chris, as you recognize now, please share a 20,000-foot view, maybe come down to 15,000 today, and then we will schedule in future meetings not only the Department of Health, but ACA officials to come and give us an overview. And those are the two largest areas. So, Chris, if you would take it away today.
Thank you. Good afternoon. As Chair Clemens mentioned, our three main categories are regulatory programs, healthcare service programs, and public health programs. Beginning with the regulatory programs, the state of Florida regulates both healthcare professions and healthcare businesses. Each profession or business who wants to obtain a license in the state of Florida must do so through ACA or the Department of Health. These state agencies are responsible for determining whether the qualifications of licensure are met, investigating complaints, and initiating discipline if appropriate, which can range from fines, suspensions, and revocations. Department of Health administers healthcare professional licensure programs. DOH regulates over 200 licenses, including more than 1.4 million healthcare practitioners and 42 healthcare professions. These professions include nurses, doctors, pharmacists, among others. Similarly, Florida regulates hundreds of thousands of healthcare businesses. These range from facilities such as hospitals, nursing homes, assisted living facilities, pharmacies, and medical marijuana treatment centers. The vast majority of these facilities are regulated by ACA, although there are a couple that are regulated by DOH, which are pharmacies and medical marijuana treatment centers. Altogether, ACA and DOH regulate 42 types of healthcare facilities or over 300,000 Florida healthcare businesses. The state also regulates healthcare coverage providers, that is, insurance products and HMO plans. The Office of Insurance Regulation within the CFO's office governs insurance products. It reviews insurance filings to ensure proposed premiums accurately reflect risk and conducts market reviews. HMOs are similarly regulated through ACA. Our next category that we deal with are healthcare service programs. The state administers several of these programs for groups of Floridians who are without other points of care. In contrast to the state's regulatory function, as Chair Clemens mentioned, the government is a market participant, either purchasing or providing direct care services. As such, these fall into two subcategories. There are health care coverage programs and direct service programs. State health care service programs provide coverage for Floridians who are disabled, have low incomes, who are frail or elderly, and other populations with difficulty paying for health care. The largest of these is the Medicaid program administered by ACA, which provides coverage for about 5 million Floridians, including over 3 million children. The Medicaid program also provides a long-term care program, which provides home-based care and nursing home care to low-income frail elders. The Children's Medical Service Program is on the opposite end of that spectrum. It's housed within DOH. It provides coverage for medically fragile children. The Children's Health Insurance Program, or CHIP, administered by Florida Healthy Kids Corporation, is another example of this healthcare service program. CHIP provides subsidized medical insurance for children with family incomes that are not Medicaid eligible, and it also provides a full pay product for families with higher incomes who wish to purchase child-only coverage. In some instances, the state provides direct care services. County health departments, or CHDs, are the implementation arm of the Florida public health system. DOH operates CHDs in all 67 counties, including over 200 clinics, offering varying levels of personal health care services. These services vary depending on community need and support, but will generally include family planning services, nutrition services, school health services, and chronic disease education. Public health laboratories and DOH's central laboratory, a central pharmacy, provides laboratory and pharmaceutical services to the CHDs. Healthy Start is another example of direct care services provided by the state. Healthy Start is a free home visiting program that provides education and care coordination for pregnant women and for families with children under three. The last category are the public health programs. The state administers public health programs through DOH that establish emergency preparedness, promote community health, and seek to prevent and control communicable diseases and environmental health hazards. As part of this duty for the emergency preparedness, DOH is responsible for the public health and medical components of hazard and disaster planning, including natural disasters and radiation incidents. DOH also oversees the statewide trauma system, which regulates and also regulates the emergency medical system, which oversees EMTs and paramedics. DOH administers child food programs, Tobacco-Free Florida, and programs to prevent, detect, and reduce complications of chronic disease as part of its duty to promote community health. DOH is also responsible for control and health for disease control and health protection, which includes prevention of diseases such as HIV, AIDS, viral hepatitis, and sexually transmitted diseases. It also includes monitoring beach water quality, drinking water quality, and regulating on-site sewage and biomedical waste for as part of its environmental health hazard. And finally, DOH is responsible for surveillance of diseases and occupational related illnesses and injuries, which it conducts through its epidemiology program. And that is a brief overview of the jurisdiction.
All right, everybody got that and ready for the quiz.
I'm ready for my
all right, chair. I know you're an accelerated student, Representative. Thank you, Chris. Any questions of Chris? I mean, all jokes aside, I know that's a brief overview. If we were in the motion picture business, you know, you've got the big long movie that's anywhere from an hour and a half to 2 hours and 10 minutes. This is not the trailer. This was the teaser. Okay? So you got the teaser, the trailer, and then the full movie. Representative.
Mr. Chair, would you mind having him send us those? I think it'd be good if we got that written to help articulate. Otherwise, I'm going to take a picture of it.
That's why I love you. That's why I love you, Representative Salzman. The next thing that I had to say was that the staff has prepared some of the things that Chris has shared and even more. And for some of us that learn through visual, there'll be some pictures and charts and other things in there as well. We don't want to overload you from the very beginning, but your job is very, very important. If you picked up on what Chris had said, your job here in this committee impacts the livelihood of one out of every 20 Floridians. We regulate the jobs of one out of every 20 Floridians. The other work that we do not only impacts those same Floridians, but all of the rest of the Floridians because of the care and all of the care that are received by not only the citizens, but the visitors and both in-state and international visitors that happen to be here during some unfortunate medical mishap. Although this has been I'm sorry, you've got a question, ranking member.
Thank you, Chair. I just, you threw a curveball at me when you said water quality. So is that they're
water
just,
quality?
No, the DOH, not you. I'm sorry, the staff member. Okay. So the Department of Health is just in charge of testing it, but then another committee would be in charge of ensuring the water quality. I just want to see how that interfaces. Yeah. Can you explain that?
Chris?
Sure. It's drinking water quality. So DOH has a very limited window in which they handle items of this nature. What you're thinking of EPA is more broader scope. So DOH monitors beach water and drinking water, but everything else would fall under EPA's or DEP.
Thank you, Chair.
Other questions about that? Other questions about that? See, that's why I love this committee, because it's going to be a never know what you might get, like in the Cracker Jack box. But there is a purpose for us, and this is a high-level overview today. But you'll start hearing from constituents. You'll start hearing from some of the guests that are sitting on the other side of the dais. They will be knocking on your door, coming to see you, educating you on maybe some of the challenges of the existing laws, the way they're currently written, and might need some tweaking, or some new challenges that we've never faced. Those lawmakers that have had more than one session under their belt understand that although the best intentions of writing a law and going through the committee process and the governor signing it into law didn't perhaps think of all of the eventualities or all of the situations that could pop up that wasn't intended in the original law as it was written. And so that's why we're here, is to maybe refine, adjust, amend, or remove some of those laws that, although they were intended in the best whatever you say that, it was a good intention. So we're here to do a job, and I look towards each and every one of you to contribute as you can, and don't be afraid to ask the questions. There are no bad questions in this committee. Testimony that we receive, we will take those things into consideration. And I think at the end, the product that we produce through this committee will be something that each and every one of you will be proud that you have been a member of this committee. So we'll tackle important issues. You will see, if you haven't already, this has been a combination. This committee now, the way it's structured, is a combination of two previous committees. So, buckle your seatbelts. And for those Star Wars fans, when Chewbacca reaches down and flicks the switch on the Millennium Falcon and all of the stars go and we go into hyperspace, I'm trying to prepare you for that because very soon this will be an e-ticket ride for anybody that's over 50 years old. You understand what I'm saying. Closing comments? Any closing comments? Vice Chairman, Ranking Member, you have any closing comments? Well, seeing no closing comments, Representative Franklin moves that we rise, and without objection, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you. Good job, huh?